folks, good evening. Glad to see you're all here tonight. I know we've got a number of visitors. Some of them are related to the young people on the team, and it's good to have their families here with us tonight. If you're not here because you know someone on the team, you're just here because someone invited you, thank you so much for coming. And I hope I'll have an opportunity tonight to meet you and shake your hand and see if there might be any way where our church could be of help to you in the future. But we are going to be taking a love offering tonight sometime during the middle of the service, so don't be scared when that takes place. And but what I thought we'd do right now is just have a word of prayer, and then we'll just turn this over to the school. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for your love. We thank you for allowing us to be here, the health that we have. Some folks, Lord, that are here that you physically enabled for them to be here tonight. We just so thank you for that. God, I pray that as this night progresses and we hear music and we hear words with a message, that our hearts and our minds would be engaged on that message. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. To minister through the bells to our great God, the Creator, who declares that we are
made to serve.
And I was made to serve in a variety of different ways there at Appalachian Bible College, as I've served now for 15 years, currently as the executive assistant to the president. And with this group, I have the wonderful joy of being the bus driver, as well as helping out in a variety of other ways. You know, the only way that it's possible for us to serve God is because he first loved us and sent his only son to die for us. And that truly is amazing love, to think that Christ would be willing to come to earth to die for sinners like us. And we're going to sing about that in our next song and invite you to stand and join us in singing, "I Stand Amazed in the Presence." Now, there's a couple words where we hold it out a little bit longer, so make sure you watch me. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Thinking about, what am I going to do now that I graduated from the Missions TESOL program? Well, I know that no matter where I go in the world, I'm made to serve him.
Butterflies?
Who cares about butterflies?
I just went to college to catch a girl.
Hi, my name's Philip, and I just graduated from the Associate of Arts program.
Oh, there's one. Oh, isn't it beautiful? But you know, just like you would never expect, a tiny little cabin to grow into such a big, beautiful butterfly? I never thought that I would make it as a music major. But guess what? I did. I'm a graduate. My name is Rebecca.
I don't do a whole lot of catching of butterflies, but if you catch a cold, I might be able to help you. My name's Emma, and I'm in the missions nursing program.
Hey, that's my sister Kim.
That's my brother Ollie. I was made 2 years before this guy.
Yeah, she's old. But I was made taller.
But we were both made to serve in the camping ministry.
Just like butterflies are made to be beautiful, God's word says, beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. My name is Mitchell, and I'm in the pastoral major.
Hey, you know God made butterflies with wings, and they can fly from flower to flower to flower. And as a mission student, I may be flying from this country to another to tell lost people about Jesus. My name is Andrew.
Okay, guys, let's get our paddles. We're going to go down this class 5 whitewater river.
Wait,
let's go.
Guys, these aren't paddles. They're butterfly nets.
What?
Really?
They're made to catch butterflies.
But butterflies live in the outdoors, and God made me to use the outdoors to tell people about Jesus. And that's why I'm a graduate from the camping major. My name's Luke.
I'm Stephanie, and I'm also in the camping major.
Hi, my name's Titus, and I'm in the camping major as well. I joined the Bell team 2 months ago, and I didn't want to say anything, but Mrs. Anderson made me say something. Anyways, you know, God made butterflies just to be the way they are. And I'm sure glad that God made me, me.
And cares for us, making us able to serve.
Thank you.
And the bird, the sparrow, were made with a purpose to bring glory to God. As His child, we are made to serve Him. The next song says, redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. His child, and forever I am. Just like we are forever God's child, able to serve Him, this is my son, Anderson. And he's 7, and he gets to travel along with us. And no matter what, he will forever be my child. And we are so thankful that we can tell other people about Jesus, aren't we, buddy? Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it.
Church every time doors were open, literally every time the doors were opened. But it wasn't until the age of 6 that I realized that I needed salvation. My church hosted a VBS, and after the Bible lesson, the teacher asked us to raise our hand if we wanted to learn more about getting saved. I realized that I, in and of myself, didn't qualify to go to heaven, and I needed to learn more about that. So I went back, and the deacon showed me the plan of salvation, and I accepted Christ as my Savior. Now, as a son of God, I have the privilege to serve Him
And it's only because of the work done on that old rugged cross.
Thank you. Just as the cross was made to serve in God's plan of salvation,
so we should,
by faith,
stand as examples of those made to serve.
For we walk by faith,
and not by sight.
The hand of God in the light of creation's grand design, in the lives of those who prove His faithfulness, who walk by faith and not by sight. By faith our fathers roamed the earth with the power of His promise in
testimony tonight, because without faith it's impossible to please Him. I'm Dan Anderson. It's my privilege to serve as president of Appalachian Bible College, and it's a joy to share our ministry with you here folk tonight. Thank you, Pastor, for risking your reputation by letting me come. I know I have a brother here who can clear all the problems up after I'm gone, so in case you wonder. But I trust you'll take a few moments and look at the material back on the table after the service tonight. I'll just bring attention to a couple of items. One is, there's a card back there, you that are young people that would look at possibly coming to Appalachian Bible College. We'd love to take just a moment to share some further with you. Or parents that may have children, or grandparents that may have grandchildren, we'd love to be in touch with you. We believe these are great days to be studying God's Word and preparing to serve Him. The harvest is plenteous, the labors are few. There's a second card back there as well called the President's Prayer Partners. We have a ministry at the college that I had the privilege to introduce about 3 years ago, whereby you can each week, as you give me your email address, receive every Saturday morning a brief prayer devotional, then some items to praise God for from last week's prayer request, and some items to pray for the next week. And we'd love to have you be a part of that President's Prayer Partner team. It's a great way to keep in touch, to also pray currently for our ministry. If you will be so kind as to complete that information, there'll be young people at the table to help you with that tonight. If you say, well, I don't use email, there is a place where you can put snail mail address. How's that? And so if that's the case, why, you give that information once a month, I'll send a little prayer devotional to you with some items to pray for. I believe in prayer, and we need your prayers, and would covet that as we train young people like these to serve. Appalachian's a great ministry of service to the Lord out of the hills of West Virginia. God has given us the privilege to serve there for now almost 70 years. And in the course of these years, we've seen everything from God's work through the college as well as a camping ministry. We have a Bible college and a prison system. God's doing great things. We want to share those with you. And thank you for letting us have the privilege to be a part of your service tonight. Thanks for the hospitality that you've extended. Wonderful meal this evening. Homes that will be opened. We're just privileged to serve. We believe we're made to serve. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Looks like I got a souvenir. I'm going to ask our ushers if they would come, please, at this time. We're going to take a moment here just to take a love offering. All of this will go towards the school and these young people that are with us tonight. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for music. We thank you for your creation of music and the design that you have for music and the impact that it has on our souls and our hearts. And we thank you, Lord, that there is God honoring music and that we could be here tonight to be a part of this experience. We ask your blessing on this offering, Lord, that it would be an accurate reflection of our love for you, for music, and for this team. In Jesus' name, amen.
evening. My name is Rebecca Anderson Rowe, and it's my privilege to serve as the assistant bell director for the group. Earlier, you saw our son Anderson was up here. We also have our daughter Grayson, who travels with us. A lady from the college, Courtney Strang, comes and helps take care of them during the concert, so we're able to be up front. And it's just a joy to be able to demonstrate to them that we can all serve the Lord, whether we're old or young, and in various ways. But one of the best ways we show God that we want to serve Him is when we trust and obey, which is the next song we want to play. And Michael and I would like some help from the younger servants that may be here. You get to play these colorful bells. It's really fun. It's really easy. You just do what we want to do. If anybody would like to try, I see some younger kids over here. Come on down. If you want to do it, just stand up and come on down.
Come on, Carl. Come on, Grant.
Said, my name is Philip, and I really didn't go to college just to find a girl, but it's funny anyway. But so when I got saved, I realized that life's not about me. Life's about serving God. And as I said, I just graduated from the Associate of Arts program, and I don't know exactly what God has for me in my life, but I do know that God wants us to share His word, His gospel with other people. And I know that as we share the good news, as we spread the seeds of the gospel, we can know that that eventually we will come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves of His harvest.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. You know, that's what really is the privilege of being made to serve, is the grace of God. And I'd like you to ponder for just very few moments three words describing what it looks like when we're serving as God made us. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 say, "Wherefore, seeing we are surrounded with such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Three words describe that testimony of what it looks like when I'm made to serve. Word number one is forerunners. Would you say that with me? Forerunners. One more time. Forerunners. Those are persons who come before us. John the Baptizer was a forerunner to Jesus in his ministry. You that are older tonight are forerunners to young people behind who need to serve God. God gives us the privilege of those who have gone before. I often say it this way. I need people like you that are older out in front of me to let me know it's worth the journey. Made to serve, forerunners. But there's a formula. Number two, would you say that word? Formula. One more time. Formula. A formula describes how something's supposed to be put together or done. The formula of this passage has two thoughts. One is, first of all, correction. Lay aside the weight which doth so easily beset us. Things that are maybe okay, but keep us from doing the most we can do for God. And then laying aside sin, which doth so easily beset us. Correction is the first part of the formula, but then direction is the second part of the formula. Let us run with patience the race set before us. When I'm made to serve, I run with patience that race God has given me. Formula, made to serve. If we've seen the forerunner, if we've seen the formula, may I give you this third word. Focus. Would you say that? Focus. That's what we give to a person as they're supposed to do something. Keep your focus. Mrs. A says all the time to these guys, keep your focus as you play. You know what our focus is? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We have a person that is our focus. We have a pattern. He did it. We have a particular prize. We can know the accomplishment. Oh, I'll never sit at the right hand of the throne of God, but I can know the accomplishment of my service for Him. The focus of a life made to serve. The team comes with one final number. It's entitled, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, Just to Take Him at His Word." Tonight I'd invite you, if you've never trusted Christ as your personal Savior, that's the starting point. You cannot serve Him until He saves you. But as you have trusted Him as Savior, I ask you tonight, are you serving Him? Forerunners tell us it's worth it. The formula for doing it has been given to us. Our focus must be on Him. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Ponder the words as they play.
Thank you.
We certainly thank the team for being here tonight, and I thank you again for being here tonight. A lot of great truths were presented to us this evening, especially if you knew the words to some of these older hymns that they were playing. But once again, I'm just so thankful that you could be here tonight. If you are visiting, I trust I'll be able to meet you before you leave tonight. And if you don't have a church that you call home, I trust you would consider that perhaps you are here tonight to be introduced to your new home. You won't find perfect people here, but you will find people that love the Lord and want to love on each other as well. If you're here tonight and the music and the challenge that Brother Anderson had brought to us had challenged you, let me encourage you to do something with that tonight before you leave. Decide. Make a decision. I can't tell you how many times that I myself have sat through services or challenges and heard something from God's word that just kind of stirred something in my heart, I guess is how you would say it, or got me thinking. And I went home, I was just thinking, and then it just faded away. But we have to intentionally make a decision tonight. I trust you'll do that. Let's stand, please. We'll bow our heads and we'll close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, God, thank you once again for allowing us to be here. Lord, I pray that each one of us will consider what we have heard and take the next step and make a decision about it. We thank you for allowing us to be here. Thank you for this team. In Jesus' name, amen.